知行英语 Listen and share 知行哈哈糖
词汇扫描
Pathologist 病理学家Open up, 打开 Tale, 传说 Compromise, 妥协 As a speech pathologist, I often ask patients to tell me a personal story in order to get them to open up. Here's one man's tale. My friend wanted a boat more than anything. His wife kept refusing, but he bought one anyway. I'll tell you what, he told her. In the spirit of compromise, why don't you name the boat?Being a good sport, she accepted. And when her husband went to the dock for his maiden voyage, this is the name he saw painted on the side, for sale. 作为一个言语病理医生，我经常让病人讲一个自己的故事，因此引导他们开口说话。下面是一位男病人的故事。我的朋友非常想要一艘船，他的妻子一直不同意，但他还是买了一艘。我跟你说，他跟妻子说，作为让步，你可以给这艘船起名。为了表示自己有气量，他妻子同意了。当他丈夫走到码头准备他的处女航时，他看到系在船上的名字是出售。
逐句对照。
As a speech pathologist, I often ask patients to tell me a personal story in order to get them to open up.作为一个言语病理医生，我经常让病人讲一个自己的故事，因此引导他们开口说话。Here's one man's tale. My friend wanted a boat more than anything. 下面是一位男病人的故事。我的朋友非常想要一艘船。His wife kept refusing, but he bought one anyway. 他的妻子一直不同意，但他还是买了一艘。I'll tell you what, he told her. In the spirit of compromise, why don't you name the boat? 我跟你说，他跟妻子说，作为让步，你可以给这艘船起名。Being a good sport, she accepted. 为了表示自己有气量，她妻子同意了。And when her husband went to the dock for his maiden voyage, this is the name he saw painted on the side, for sale. 当她丈夫走到码头准备她的处女航时，她看到系在船上的名字是出售。
多学一点。
Pathologist, 病理学家。Open up.打开、敞开，在文中是指让病人敞开心扉、开口讲话的意思。Tale 一般指故事、传说，当然也可以指真实发生的事情。例如 ，Tell the tale of one's experiences 就是讲述自己的经历。Compromise 有妥协、折中、让步等意思，在这里 compromise 是和解的意思。例如 ，We cannot compromise on such terms.我们不能根据这样的条件和解，而与某人和解则是 compromise with the person。 Good sport 一般指运动的意思，但在这里 sport 作为名词指具有气量、胸怀大度的人。为什么 sport 有这么一层含义呢？最初就是指在比赛或游戏中失败但不失风度的人。 maiden voyage 处女航， maiden 有首次的或初次的意思。A maiden speech, 首次演讲。A maiden flight, 飞机的首航。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
As a speech pathologist, I often ask patients to tell me a personal story in order to get them to open up. Here's one man's tale. My friend wanted a boat more than anything. His wife kept refusing, but he bought one anyway. I'll tell you what, he told her.In the spirit of compromise, why don't you name the boat? Being a good sport, she accepted. And when her husband went to the dock for his maiden voyage, this is the name he saw painted on the side, for sale.
Okay, 今天的笑话就学习到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。